You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Morning. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And if you're hearing my voice, then you are blessed. What a great day it is. What a beautiful couple of weeks that it's been. It's just gorgeous out here, I'm telling you. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. We're alive, we're up, and we're ready to go. This morning's show, I am so excited to have my deacon brothers join me this morning and talk about the diaconate and most especially our beach or sunrise beach service that we have coming up on Saturday, August the 3rd. So I have three deacons on the line that are joining me, and we're going to talk about our sunrise service. So I have Deacon Leroy Gill. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Deacon James good. Norman, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you. And Deacon Roscoe Dixon.
Good morning.
Good morning to all you guys. Thank you for joining me. I know that you're all busy because that's what deacons do. We're as busy as anybody trying to live a life of, I guess, a life for God and a life for our family and community. So thank you guys, because Deacon Leroy, you on a construction site this morning, right?
Yeah, I am.
And Deacon James, you're out of town, are you not?
Yeah, I'm in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Oh, my God. And Deacon Roscoe, I think I probably cut his workout short.
Yes, you did.
So, guys, again, thank you for joining me this morning. It's always my pleasure and a blessing to be joined with you because you are all three holy men of God and hard workers. And, I mean, I don't have enough of I guess, superlatives to speak of you, but thank you so much again. So, Deacon Leroy, our sunrise service that the deacons have had annually now is this, I guess it's August the 3rd on Saturday, right?
Correct, August 3rd.
Can
Saturday
you
at 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m., is it?
Yes.
Okay, can you share with our audience the history and why the deacons gather on the beach every year?
Well, the theory behind the sunrise service has always been to bring the community together to pray for an end to the violence, to just pray. I mean, there's multi-layers of things that need to be done, but that's just one thing that we wanted to do. You know, just like in the early church, when the early church was facing all these dilemmas, the disciples were in the ministry of mobilizing the people of God to pray together. And I feel that that's our job. So we want to be able to mobilize the people of God to pray together for something in common. And this year is our ninth year doing it on the beach. So it's been consistent.
Yeah, I mean, 9 years. That is really awesome. So tell me, what happens if we have some inclement weather that day? What happens?
Then we go over to Holy Angels Church, which is right down the street.
Okay. And so the location of the sunrise service is?
Oakwood Beach, 41st and Lakeshore Drive. And if any event is raining, by any chance, we would go to Holy Angels at 615 East Oakwood Boulevard.
Okay. And that's only happened, I think, once in 9 years?
Yes.
Okay, so the likelihood of it happening, and then we don't know what the weather looks like. I guess we could look out that far, but you never know being from Chicago, right?
Amen.
So, Deacon James Norman, what does this event mean to you?
Well, you know, as Deacon Leroy said, it's an opportunity to see the faithful from throughout Chicagoland come together and pray. We have priests from all over Chicago. Some bishops join us. Deacons from the entire Chicagoland area, northern suburbs, far south suburbs. They are praying and praising for peace. Is really an uplifting experience.
And so how can people join you that day or join us?
There's ample parking at the Oakwood Street Beach. We shuttle folks who need shuttle to the prayer site. Just come at 7 o'clock, bring your lawn chairs. We provide water and praise with us.
Can you express to me, Deacon Dixon, some of your fondest memories there on the beach with the deacons?
Basically, I think my fondest memory is the time when I was first there at the beach, seeing all the people, the choir, all the different deacons from all around Chicago, and it's just not just black deacons. It's also our Hispanic friends, our Caucasian friends. It's the church. It mirrors the church. And it was a very, very, very good meeting we had out there. And it was gospel filled, spirit filled, and it was just great. People just need to come.
Is there a particular homilist or one that you had to preach there that you remember over these past 9 years? I'm going to ask that question to Deacon Dixon. Wait a minute, is that you, Deacon Norman?
That's Deacon Norman. Yes, I said Deacon Gill was memorable.
Right.
And we have him to thank for the vision and the insight of the event over more than 9 years ago, which is still going strong, and the great support of the Diaconate Council of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Oh, yes, and we have Deacon William Pouncey, who assists us there in sharing that information and making it available to everyone. Gentlemen, I'm going to take a break right now, or we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be joining you in just a few minutes, okay?
All right.
Do you serve your parish as a cantor or extraordinary minister of Holy Communion? If so, Liturgy Training Publications is offering online formation this fall that will deepen your understanding and practice of your ministry. From the cantor's tune-up to preparing to serve as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, there is a workshop designed to meet your needs and enrich your ministerial experience. There are 3 options available for cantors and psalmists, and 3 offerings available for communion ministers. Take one or take all 3. For dates and registration information, please visit ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800. That's ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800.
This is Monsignor Michael Boland for the Voice of Catholic Charities. Every 30 seconds, someone comes to Catholic Charities for help. When that help includes legal needs, our legal assistance department offers a wide range of services to give hope and help to vulnerable clients in need. Whether it's dispute with a landlord, a concern about possibly being the victim of a scam, or an issue regarding family law, clients can feel alone in the complex legal system if they're unable to afford an attorney. Our volunteer attorneys answer our legal advice line. offer one-hour consultations in their areas of expertise, and conduct legal seminars that help low-income individuals. These volunteer attorneys come when their schedules permit, and they often tell us they are grateful for the opportunity to share what they know with someone in need. If you are an attorney and would like to learn more about this volunteer program, please call 312-948-6821. That's 312-648-6821. Thank you for considering joining this wonderful group of Good Samaritans.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Cardinal John Henry Newman will become a saint in October. We talk with a local mother whose miraculous cure paved the way for sainthood. Pope Francis has recognized a miracle by Archbishop Fulton Sheen that moves him closer to sainthood. And Catholic Theological Union celebrates its 50th year. We explore its history and future of educating men and women religious.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Listening to Catholic Chicago, WNDZ, 750 AM. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And this morning I have as my guests Deacon Leroy Gill, Deacon James Norman, and Deacon Roscoe Dixon. Deacon Gill, James Norman made mention to your homily when you preached on the beach. Can you tell me some of the excerpts from that preaching? Do you remember any?
I apologize. I had a what was the question?
Oh, that's okay. I was wondering, Deacon Leroy, if you can recall what you preached about when you preached once.
When I preached once, I preached about how Zechariah, how he was pulling people, how one of the prophets in the Bible was pulling all the people in the community together.
Okay.
And what he did tied into our call to action. What this prophet did was made sure that he knew each person's gifts. And how do you take a diocese full of wonderful gifts and put it all together for one common goal? And that's what the sermon was about, how we bring all the different people's gifts together. You got people doing parenting programs, people doing father programs, people mentoring, people doing a lot of things that can help curb the violence, but everybody's doing something on their own. How can we bring all those groups together for one common goal? That I remember specifically.
And Deacon James, we, the deacons, brought a bunch of people together, groups together, and I know it was orchestrated by Deacon Gill. You recall that at Hales High School?
It was a great event, and certainly inspired by Deacon Gill's homily. What we attempted to do was to bring those providing social services on the west side and south side of Chicago out to network them with communities so they, we could all engage in different ways, bringing our gifts and talents through those organizations to deal with issues like teen violence, helping young men become fathers, helping young men find. And so a number of initiatives called it a social services fair, like where and how can I bring gifts and talents to make a positive impact on Chicago?
And so have you, Deacon Gill, seen any, extended positives from that particular gathering?
Well, yeah, two fronts. We had Father David Kelly there, who from Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation,
mm-hmm.
where some people came and volunteered at his organization. From there, he was one of the speakers, and my wife, Teresa, who has Parenting for Nonviolence, she picked up a key person for her organization from that event.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Will we be doing anything like that again, Deacon Gill?
Yes, we were talking about that at a meeting just last week. So there'll be something soon to be coming.
I think that's great. So tell the listening audience, Deacon Gill, because you wear so many hats as well as many of us, but you're on a work site now, right?
Right.
So what do you do for a living?
I own a plumbing company.
Okay, and so, you're on site now making an installation or installing?
Right. I'm over here on 71st and Jeffrey at this new fresh food market called Shop and Save. It's a huge grocery store that's going to be opening it up in the fall of 2019.
So Deacon Gill, congratulations on that effort. And you've been a plumber now for how long?
Telling my age now.
Longer than you want to say, huh?
40 years, 42 years.
Have you been one that long?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that just means
right
that you got
school.
Started. Yeah, you got started early.
Yep, right out of high school.
Now, your dad, was he a plumber?
Yes. And grandfather.
And grandfather. Wow. So it's in your blood.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And Deacon Norman, what takes you out of town this morning?
Actually, vacationing with family.
Oh, my God. So excuse us for interrupting your vacation, man. Thank you for getting on.
No problem at all.
And you say you're in North Carolina?
Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Okay, so you're going to be gone for a week then.
I'll be out. I'll be returning on Thursday.
And tell our audience why you deserve a vacation.
I don't know that I deserve a vacation.
You deserve a vacation, my brother. Believe me.
Yes, you do.
Yes, there may be some people who sent me on vacation and said they deserve a vacation because they sent me away.
But Deacon Norman, you have been doing some tremendous work yourself, and it's for the Renew Our Church initiative. And
yeah, I currently serve as Director of Vicariate Operations for the Archdiocese of Chicago and lead the Renew My Church efforts along with Valerie Jennings and Bishop Perry for Vicariate 6.
And Deacon Norman, you led two of the churches that myself and Deacon Roscoe are responsible for, and we worked very intimately with you during that effort, and I can tell you this, I would not want to do what you do. Now, I've got the heart of a deacon, but boy, there are just some things I'm probably not the one you want to have in that position. And you bring all the tools that are necessary, you bring your humble heart, and you've done a great job, man. So, yes, you do deserve a vacation, believe me.
Well, thank you, but I'll be back at it on Thursday.
Okay. And Deacon Roscoe, you've had a few challenges of late, too. So how's your health doing?
Oh, my health's quite well, you know, with the prayers from the congregation, from the people who I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's come along quite well. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to Christ and his father, that we have come through all this basically unscathed. It's not perfect, but I'm here.
Yeah, well, you know, thank God for the grace of God, right, guys?
That's right.
Amen.
You know, thank God that we know him, because without these trials and tribulations, how do you get to know God?
Thank you.
You know, so I welcome, believe it or not, guys, and I think you all do too. I mean, I kind of welcome once in a while for my boat to get rocked. Now, I don't want to fall overboard and, you know, drown, but I think it's good to get your boat rocked every now and then because it lets you know that God is still there regardless what you're going through. He's there.
And that boat will help you with realizing that Christ is our leader. Without him, we are nobody.
I think Deacon Dixon, you and I were kind of sharing that story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, recently, weren't we?
Oh,
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, it's okay to get a storm every once in a while, huh?
That's right, because it makes us realize going to the other side, we have to realize that we need Christ in our life. Too many times we get in times of trials and tribulations, and we think that we can do it all ourselves. But as Christ said to his apostles on that stormy boat, "I am here. Why are you afraid?"
Amen.
Why are we afraid?
And, you know, guys, I want to talk on that subject all day. At least we could. But we're going to take another break and join you in a few minutes, okay? And we'll enter into our last segment.
This is Monsignor Michael Boland for the Voice of Catholic Charities. For over 100 years, Catholic Charities has been helping people in need 365 days a year. We have 158 programs in 174 locations throughout Cook and Lake Counties. And 92 cents of every dollar donated goes directly toward our vulnerable neighbors as they work to become self-sufficient again. Our annual golf invitational is coming up on Wednesday, July 24th at beautiful Cog Hill in Lamont. The funds from this event go to our family stabilization program. This year, one of the three golf courses will be specifically designated for players 35 years old and under. We hope you'll consider joining us for the fun. A number of Chicago sports celebrities will be there, and it'll be a wonderful opportunity for great golf, food, and friendships as we raise important funds for those less fortunate than ourselves. For sponsorships or to reserve your foursome, call 312-655-7290. That's 312-655-7290.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
We're back. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and I have on the line my friends and deacons, Leroy Gill, James Norman, and Roscoe Dixon. And when we left off, gentlemen, we talked about, and I thought it was interesting as we were on commercial break, I was thinking, wow, how did we end up talking about the storm on the boat? You know, and here we are setting up the beach, you know, sunrise service, and I might just have a boat out in the water somewhere anchored, you know, so people can kind of relive that moment. I think that would be powerful, Deacon Gill.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, you making all that money over there, man. Bring us a boat and dock it.
I hear you.
Dock a boat, man, so we could just have some visual right there. So let me ask you guys, you know, before we sign off here, what kind of Deacon Gill vision do we have for deacons for the remainder of the year? In other words, what kind of activities are going to be going on?
What activities other than the sunrise service?
Yeah, for the balance of the year. If I know we had a meeting on last week. I wasn't able to attend it, but the deacons I know, too, have a back-to-school effort, which I believe you initiated, and we may have some other things going on that you guys determine.
The thing that, well, what we talked about at the meeting was to just really start planning after the sunrise to start planning the call to action.
Okay.
That would primarily be the next big item for us.
And that makes sense. That makes sense that we implemented that. I think that is a great thing that looks like we'll be doing that now annually as well.
Yes, hopefully.
And that's like a call to the altar, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so last year we had some success. Is there any ideas in terms of expanding your reach? Have you all talked about that? Deacon Gill?
Not to the best of my knowledge. No, we haven't. Okay. Primarily, we've been just focusing on this sunrise service right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, getting that, you know, completed. We're being blessed this year to have Christ the King High School. Their praise dancers are coming. A couple other young people are going to come do the readings. So primarily right now, we're just in sunrise mode. You know, when you see over 1,400 shootings since January, over 270 murders, and 59 people got shot this past weekend. Mm. Right now, we're just in that mode right now of doing what we can do to keep bringing awareness to that.
Yes,
that's where we're at right now.
And you know, on last Friday, Deacon Gill, the mayor had a meeting for faith leaders.
Correct.
And I was fortunate enough to attend that meeting. I got an invitation, and I was just so happy to be among, you know, other folk who really have a passion for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been working with youth all your life, it seems. I mean, as long as you've been plumbing, you've been working with youth.
Yes, sir.
So how did you stumble upon that? Because I don't think that's something that you woke up with and said, hey, I think I need to be working with youth today. How did that happen with you?
It started with when I had my own children.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was coaching at St. Felicitas, where we both went to school. And,
right.
Being in a community, but it was seeing the boys without fathers.
Yep.
You know, and it just, it was like for me, next week I'm going to be in Arizona visiting a man, Mr. Williams, who was a mentor to me. He's making 95. I'm surprising him for his birthday.
Oh.
And this man, he lived right across the street from me, and he was a mentor to me, a role model, a man that I still call Mr. Williams. You know,
yes.
I'm 60 years old. Yeah. He's still Mr. Williams. You know, and that's what it was. And then as I got into the ministry, you know, when a young man in Holy Angels was murdered, it was just one thing after another that, you know, and losing a child and just not wanting to see any children sad or hurting. And that's just my mission. That's why I'm at the Academy of St. Benedict, working with the kids there. August 8th, we're doing a barbecue for the first responders, and you know, we you know, just the kids need us right now. Our youth need us.
Amen to that. They do need us. And with 2 minutes remaining, I'll just share with you, Deacon Gill and Deacon James and Roscoe, that, you know, that murder that you're talking about to that young man from Holy Angels occurred in Metcalf Park on 43rd and State Street.
Correct.
And it also motivated me, that murder, without knowing your relationship, to start the Bronzeville Little League.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
When that murder occurred, Deacon Leroy, people stopped coming to this park.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful park.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, you know, plenty of anemones and things out there where children can play and have a good time. And you know, it was about 6 years ago that I developed this little league, and I'm still developing it because it's tough getting volunteers these days, as you know. But, you know, it's that type of motivation that, you know, you hope you set a fire under everybody, especially at a sunrise service. As you said, we had, did you mention 57 murders or something like that over the weekend? Was that true?
59 shootings.
59 shootings, okay. Yeah, not murders.
7 murders, yeah.
You know, interesting enough, when I was at the prayer breakfast on Friday, they mentioned that it hadn't been a shooting in 3 days. So that they picked up on that quickly, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Banana.
And that just goes to show, guys, right, what a difference a day makes. And thank God that he's in our lives, that we're out here trying to do our best, you know, to impart some wisdom and impart some company with these youth. So, Deacon James, I know you're on vacation once again, and you need to get back to your family. I want to thank you for coming on. Deacon Roscoe, get back to working out, my friend. You need it.
And, yes, I do.
And Deacon Gill, thank you, man, for all that you do for the Archdiocese and all that you do for the deacons. God bless all of you all. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, have a blessing, John. Yeah, have a blessing.
Take care, my brothers.
Thank you.
All right.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.